A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous the podcast and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. Hopefully sometimes they're also a bit funny too. In today's episode, comedian Frank Skinner talks about the moment his television career finally took hold, when he moved in with fellow comic and former Almost Famous podcast guest David Baddiel. This was arguably the most important moment in Frank Skinner's career, as together he and David took the idea of Fantasy Football League and turned it into one of the most successful sports comedy programs of all time. Hope you enjoy it. Things weren't going too well with Jane and me, and we decided it would be better if I moved out. I phoned Dave Baddiel and asked if I could sleep on his sofa for a couple of nights until I found somewhere more permanent. I stayed for 5 years. The time I spent living with Dave was one of the happiest of my life. It was like those 2 weeks with Dennis Leary in Edinburgh, but it lasted 130 times longer. When I first moved in with Dave, he lived in a very grotty flat in Kilburn, North London. Shortly after I arrived, he went on tour with Rob Newman and left me alone in the flat. Within a few hours of his departure, I found a flea on my arm from his cat, Zelda. I hated cats, and I wasn't that keen on fleas. I found some flea spray, completely soaked an armchair in it, and stayed on that till Dave returned. The flat was full of videos, but I presumed they were just old movies and tapes of Dave's TV appearances, so I didn't bother watching any of them. Little did I know that my flea-proof fortress was surrounded on all sides by tape after tape and hour after hour of relentless hardcore pornography. To be honest, I hadn't seen that much pornography in my life. Years earlier, a friend in Birmingham had dragged me along to the Taboo Cinema Club, where you had to sign a membership form stating that you were not a member of Her Majesty's Police Force or the Festival of Light. But it wasn't long before my mate regretted taking me along. As soon as I saw the first film's title, I started giggling. It was called Stuffed Arseholes. "Is this the menu?" I said, loudly expecting to get laughs, but getting only a hard elbow from my mate. For the rest of the programme, the films showed from midday to midnight, but you were given a ticket with a time on it and only allowed to stay for an hour, I couldn't stop giggling. My mate said, in a bit of a huff, that he would never take me to a pornographic cinema again. Now, I'm not one of those blokes who pretend they only watch pornography for a laugh. That's not true. I only watch pornography in order to masturbate. And as I couldn't really pull that off, so to speak, in the crowded Taboo, I was forced to watch the films as if they were, well, films. If you do that, they soon become ridiculous. Dave, however, was a connoisseur. He would no sooner have suggested that we watch pornography together than fly in the air. We worked out a very civilized rota system. It gave Dave the lion's share of the viewing time, but that only seemed fair, considering that he owned the property and, indeed, the pornography. However, when we discussed the various films, Pissing Party, The Bottom Dweller, Buttman's Moderately Big Tit Adventure, usually at mealtimes, we made a remarkable discovery. Dave and I liked exactly the same moments in each movie. When I watched a new batch of porn, I could tell instantly what tapes Dave would like and what bits on those tapes he'd like best. and the reason I could tell was because his views tallied so exactly with mine. It was slightly scary. If you think this sounds like a commonplace, get a friend to watch a pornographic film that you have already watched, and I bet you differ on what bits you like best. Hold on, this could be the new Mr. and Mrs. Incidentally, even when I used porn for its proper purpose, it could still occasionally make me laugh out loud. In, for example, the aforementioned film The Bottom Dweller, featuring Roscoe Bowltree, there is one great piece of dialogue. Roscoe: "Hey, Marty, I've got my finger in your wife's ass." Marty: "Try not to get anything on the carpet." When, 6 months later, Dave announced he was moving to a very posh flat in Tanzer Road, Hampstead, me and the porn and, unfortunately, the cat moved with him. BBC Radio 5 asked Dave and me if we'd each like to manage a fictional football team on a new show called Fantasy Football League, hosted by Ross King. The show was based on a postal game, where you picked a team of footballers from the Premier League. We did the show a few times, talking a little about our hand-picked teams, but mainly just chatting about football. After a few appearances on the show, Dave and me became convinced that it was a good idea that would be even better suited to telly, especially if we were hosting it. We could still have guest managers, celebrities who liked football, but we could also have funny clips and sketches, and all sorts of things that wouldn't work so well on radio. Most importantly, we could do on telly what we did every day in the flat, sit watching football and taking the piss. Accidentally, we'd been in rehearsal for this show for the last year.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Dave knew a guy, yes, Jewish, who he felt could produce the show. He was called Andy Jacobs. We met up and Andy thought it was a great idea. The BBC gave us a small amount of cash and we made a pilot with guest managers Nick Berry and Shelley Webb, wife of the England international Neil Webb, and no set. The whole thing looked terrible, but it was funny. We showed the pilot to BBC Two and they said they liked it. Then they said they'd like 18 episodes, and my latest attempt at making a good TV show was up and running. This time, it was Fantasy Football League. I remember the pre-publicity for Fantasy Football was all centred around Dave in a sort of new vehicle for David Baddiel, also features Frank Skinner, sort of way. I felt this was fair enough. Dave, with Rob Newman, had had cult hits on TV with The Mary Whitehouse Experience and Newman and Baddiel in Pieces, and had sold out Wembley Arena with their live show. It was them that inspired Janet Street Porter to say comedy is the new rock and roll. I was a good stand-up who did bad television. I think a lot of Newman and Baddiel fans saw me as a sort of Yoko Ono figure who broke up the band, but I reckon they would have split anyway. Besides, I thought it was nice for Dave to be the good-looking one for a change. It was decided by John Fode, BBC Two and us that we wouldn't do loads of publicity to promote the show. It was felt that it would be better to leave our new project to quietly find its feet, to be a slow burner. That's a luxury you can afford when the series is 18 episodes long, 3 times longer than most new comedy series. The director was Peter Orton, who'd done The Last Resort with Jonathan Ross and Vic Reeves' Big Night Out with Reeves and Mortimer. We recorded the shows on Thursday nights at Capitol Studios in Wandsworth, edited through the night with Dave and me in every edit, and the show went out at 11:15pm on Fridays. Fantasy Football League's theme tune was an instrumental version of Back Home, that first single I'd bought 24 years earlier. The set became a crucial part of the show. It was loosely based on our living room at Tanza Road, with football books and memorabilia, the adjoining open-plan kitchen where Stato dwelt, and of course the sofa. And I soon felt as at home on the set as I did in the flat. Well, except we never worked out a rota. One thing that always came up when fantasy football was discussed was the phrase new lads. I'd first heard this term used about Newman and Baddiel a few years earlier. Again, it was a case of the middle classes hijacking something which had always been largely associated with the working classes. Traditionally, lads, as in lads night out or one of the lads, referred to someone who was male, working class, under 35 and liked shagging women, playing and watching football, getting pissed and fighting. The new lads, like New Labour, were a sort of laundered version of that. They were middle class, under 35, liked shagging women but only if they used a condom and made it clear in advance that this was just sex so that no one was getting exploited, playing football in a trendy five-a-side in the gym followed by a quick drink in a local bistro kind of a way, watching football in an England Matches on Sky, season ticket at Arsenal sort of a way, getting quite pissed on bottles of beer with slices of lime in the top, and fighting, but only in kickboxing classes at their Swish Health Club. Despite this, I was often described as the archetypal new lad. I was 40, nouveau riche, had a season ticket at an Ensley League Division 1 club I'd supported since I was in liquid form, couldn't play at all, was a practicing Roman Catholic teetotaler, and hadn't had a fight since I stopped drinking 10 years earlier. Okay, I liked shagging, but one swallow doesn't make a summer. Mind you, it can certainly make an evening. It's very rare to hear so directly about a celebrity's porn addiction, so thanks to Frank Skinner for opening the lid on David Baddiel's favourite hobby, in the 90s at least. I always like to find out how a successful show came about, so thought that was a fascinating insight into the genesis of fantasy football. I actually worked on it as a runner back in 2004, and Frank Skinner once had a go at me for getting him the wrong pizza or not bringing it to him in time or something. I've always wondered whether it was a good thing for the creator and presenter of such a massive show to rudely admonish the lowest member of staff on the production, or not. Does it mean he treats everyone the same and that's a positive, or should he have gone easy on me because I was just a kid and not really getting paid any money? This is akin to Premier League level man management, I reckon, although, admittedly, it is rare that you hear of a Tottenham youth team player getting abused for not getting pepperoni on Jose Mourinho's sloppy Giuseppe. Let me know your thoughts on that extract and or any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comments section or by posting to our social media. Find us on Instagram at Almost Famous the Podcast and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. And also please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast. Please also check out my other show, It's Your Funeral, a light-hearted look into the most important day of our guests' afterlives, and give it a follow on Insta at @podit'syourfuneral. Thanks so much for listening, and remember there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.